This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Race relations, better or worse, huh? You know the answer. Race relations in America are worse. Has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to Black Man. I am an authority on race relations in America. That's right. And it's not because I've gone to some sort of school for it or whatever. I've lived it. I understand it better than anybody you know. I am the most authoritative person on race. Bring in your Sharptons, your Jesse Jacksons, your Mark Lamont Hills, your race pimps, anybody you want. Bring in the white guilty people, etc. I will crush them like bugs. It's because I know race. I know both sides of this issue because I get the fortunate thing as a black man to be able to travel on both sides of that issue. And because race has always just been a prominent thing in black people's minds, I actually studied it. No, not in school. School is where you waste your time studying. School is where you get the indoctrination about race. In my first book, The Big Black Lie, I talked about it. I said there was a cabal. It was the way blacks are taught. We're taught to think of race and race only. And I'll be honest with you, there's a part of it that I enjoy. I enjoy learning a little bit more about my culture, from the subculture of Americana, which is the black subculture, and finding out about the historical figures. It's a source of pride. And that's the way it should be viewed, as a source of pride. No matter what these people went through, was a source of pride. People tell you all the time, that didn't kill me makes me stronger. But when it comes to black folks, they don't tell you that. That that didn't kill you makes you stronger. That that didn't kill you is supposed to demoralize you now. I mean, it's so counterintuitive, it's ridiculous, but that's what we're taught. We're taught to focus on race in every way, shape, or form, to understand that if we don't collectively stay together, somebody's out to get us. Meanwhile, while we're collectively staying together, guess who's out to get us? Us. Yes, us. We're out to get each other. Nobody wants to, in the leftist black community, wants to blame Obama for what he did to decimate the black race, to demoralize blacks. Oh, they say, oh, Barack and Michelle made black people think such and such and such and such. Yeah, they did. What has it gotten them? How do they think? Are they thinking like, man, I could be president. I could do whatever I want to? No. They think of it as like, man, yeah, Barack and Michelle, it's so, it's good that they got up there. But, man, there's still this systemic, endemic racism that still exists. We shall overcome. We got to overcome. You don't have to overcome jack. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama should be. That was the message of their president. The presidency and first ladyship was that you could do whatever you want to be, whatever you want to be, whatever. And there's many, many other examples that came before that clown and his wife. Many, many. But no, you can't focus on that. Mm-mm. So we still got to remember. I mean, it's amazing to me. We talk about Martin Luther King's birthday, which just passed, right? Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And so you would think that this would be a time of remembrance. Let me tell you, the black culture today doesn't care about MLK. They don't get him. They don't get the hoopla. All they get is, I got a day off. I don't really know why. I don't even have to care. MLK, when I was a kid growing up in the 60s, MLK was the de facto black president no matter what. Every year, year after year. When his birthday came up, it was reverent. I mean, it was like, whoa. It was like a family day. I'm not even joking. Anybody, 40, 50 years old, you know what I'm talking about. Sheesh. MLK was revered. MLK is nothing today. All he is a prop. A proper leftist to use however they choose to use him. Anyway, there was a poll that came out. Americans aren't particularly optimistic about the state of race relations in the country today. What? What did I just say? It's funny that that poll sort of validates what I just said. It's starting to sound like my grandma. A new Rasmussen report, national television and online survey finds that just 1 in 4, 25%, rate race relations in America today as good or excellent. Though that's slightly up from previous surveys, 33% rate race relations in the country today as poor, up from 28% a year ago. So what's funny is there are more people that say it's better. And first of all, I don't know of anybody that can say race relations in this country is better. I can't even imagine anybody at all saying it. Maybe Hispanic women or Muslim. I can't imagine. I don't know who would say it. We have a media that focuses on race and polarizes people on race. So, but anyway, 33% say it's poor. And I'm in that 33%, unless there's something worse. Is there something worse than poor? The survey of 1,000 American adults was conducted on January 16th through 17th. Margin of error, plus or minus 3%. 95% level of confidence. 33% say it's poor. 25% say it's good or excellent. So I guess the rest of the people are like neutral, I'm guessing. So we're talking about 47% of the people being neutral. Not 47, 42% being neutral. That's a lot of neutral people saying it's neither better or worse, I'm guessing. Well, perhaps, but I tell you, I can't imagine somebody not seeing this country's race relationship as worse. When, as I've gone through this before, I went through this report. Let me do it again real quick. You got a little bit of time. Oops, sorry. Messed up the microphone there. Let's see, what we got for white folks? Here's one. Students enrolled in Black Sexuality. This is at Georgetown. Learn about social and political constructions of race and sexuality. Analyze the presentation of the gender and sexualities of Black individuals in pop culture. What's funny about just looking at that one as an example, that's a Hollywood and that's a leftist study. If you're going to study Black sexuality, it's like studying Black exploitation films. Who are you going to blame? Hollywood. Hollywood is all leftist. You know, we're studying the craziness of leftism. Let's see, what else is race related here? There's a ton of them, but I don't know. We may not be able to get to it here. The long and short of it is race relations are worse now, and it's not because of Trump. This is a bleed over from the Obama era, and it's pathetic that we are in a country that's so diverse and so beautiful and mosaic, multiple mosaic, and we're still talking about nonsense.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What do you mean I keep asking this question? I'm going to keep asking this question until I get an answer. My producers are bugging me during the break. I'm saying, look, I want to talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And Kevin, we talked about Ruth Bader Ginsburg a week ago. I'm going to talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg until I know where she is. I'm going to send out an alert. I want to see Ruth Bader Ginsburg sitting up without anybody around her. I don't want like some David Copperfield or what's his name, Chris Angel, anywhere near. No shenanigans. I want cameras from all angles. I want to make something going across so to make sure there's no strings attached to her, you know, where people are moving her arms and moving her lips up and down. Where I want to make sure she's not a robot. I want electron scan microscopes and uranium detectors, whatever it takes to make sure that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is still alive. I want that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. Here's why. I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg is gone. America deserves to know the truth, people. The Democrats have Ruth Bader Ginsburg staying at Bernie's. And I'm talking about like weekend at Bernie's. I know we talked about this a while back, but I'm curious. I said, look, I understand that electing Supreme Court justices is, you know, it's a big honor. They serve for life. But when serve for life, that definition should mean serve for life as long as you have a quality of life. See, Justice Ginsburg, you remember when she was in that thing, she was all humped over and sleeping. I think they thought she died that day. You know what? She may have died that day. You remember when, I don't know who was president, but she was slumped over. And the rest of the justices were just up. And she was lean. She died that day. I bet you she died that day. Mm-hmm. Then after that, they started just making up stuff. Yeah. The Democrats seem to be hiding her from us. Because, see, Donald Trump, the biggest thing that he can do, and I've said this many times, I'll say it again, because he may get another one. He may get another one. There's another old Democrat on the bench. Sotomayor's not in the best of health. 6 more years of Trump, boy, a lot can happen in 6 years. Forget the Pelican brief. You remember that movie with Julia Roberts and Denzel Washington, where they killed 2 Supreme Court justices in order to get some piece of land for an oil guy or whatever? Trump doesn't have to do anything. All he's got to do is wait on God, to act. After Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's recent hospitalization and surgery to remove 2 cancerous nodules from her lung, the media can't get their story straight about her health or lack thereof. This is in the Daily Caller. Is this new lung cancer on top of her history of pancreas and colon cancer, or is it metastatic cancer from elsewhere in her body? Is she healthy and cancer-free, or does she have stage 4 cancer with an extremely poor prognosis? Can she resume her duties as Supreme Court Justice, or will she be retiring, or worse? I know, we talked about it, but it deserves more coverage because, see, this is one of these things we tend to forget. The biggest thing that is happening in the news right now is the idea that the court could go 6-3, not 5-4. See, 5-4, you still got some wiggle room with Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, because he's like, well, you know, Obamacare, man, it was okay. I mean, yeah, it's legal. But now we get another staunch conservative in there that goes, 6-3? Wow. You think there was problems with Kavanaugh? Wait till this next one comes in. Yeah, buddy. I went on record saying that Ginsburg won't be back to SCOTUS. And I said that it's amazing to me I don't think she's going to make it through Black History Month. I don't think she's going to make it through February. I really don't. This lady is being kept alive with, what do they call that machine? The one that breathes for you? You know, she's being kept alive. You look, 80-something years old, 85 I think she is. She's 85, but she's aging now in dog years. Every day is like 6 days for her. Yeah. So she's aging fast. She's like those kids that have that old person's disease. There comes a point where, what they call it, like progeria, something like that. Anyway, they age fast. They live to be, if you live to be 12, it's like you're 114. You know, I'm not kidding. You've seen these kids. They look like little alien autopsy people. And I feel sorry for them. Because no kid should, you know, should have their life that short. But think about the perspective of a kid who knows, I probably can't live to be 10. I mean, think about that perspective. Man. Just amazing. Well, anyway, Ginsburg is aging like that, and the Democrats are desperate. And so there's a ruse. And then this is what the Daily Caller went on. They said, members of the media are in lockstep pushing the narrative that Justice Ginsburg is in great health. Why? She's almost ready to resume her famous RBG workout that, quote, nearly broke a Politico reporter young enough to be Ginsburg's grandson. Negro, please. That's what we say. You're going to try to tell me an 85-year-old woman that's had 3 cancer scares and broke her ribs is going to get back in a routine and makes a young kid go, oh, my God, I don't know if I can keep up. That's just utter nonsense. CNN reported the official statement from the Supreme Court. Post-surgery evaluation indicates no evidence of remaining disease. No further treatment is required. Isn't that what they said about John McCain's brain cancer? Just saying, I'm not trying to bring up something morbid, but they said John McCain is refusing more treatment. And we know what happened after that. Yeah, bye-bye, John. Bye-bye. Nice try, media. You could have excised the cancer, but that doesn't mean the worst is over. I've asked people this all the time. This is her third cancer scare. She fell. She broke three ribs. That's how they discovered the cancer, okay? Now, my question to you is, what happens if they go looking around that carcass a little bit further? Huh? How quickly does an 85-year-old heal from broken ribs and lung cancer surgery where they cut out part of your lung? Look, I'm not trying to go all Doc Holliday on you, but was it Darth Vader? I was going to say Garth Vader. I was thinking about Garth Brooks. I got friends in low places. Woo! She got to be breathing bad, man. I wrote, she might be breathing like an emphysema sufferer sucking through a coffee straw. You know? No evidence of remaining disease. Really? What does that mean? If the nodules represent cancer, they could have spread to her colon or anywhere else. You know, what do you mean there's no further treatment required? That could mean she's cancer-free, or it could mean, hey, there's nothing more we can do. They said they caught a glimpse of her coming out of somewhere. I want more than a glimpse. I want to know where Ruth Bader Ginsburg is, or I'm going to call the law.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, said on Wednesday that he will postpone his testimony before a House committee that was scheduled for February 7th, citing his own lawyer and ongoing threats against his family from President Trump and Rudy Giuliani. Senior White House advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will have a lot of explaining to do if she rescinds her invitation to President Trump to deliver the State of the Union address next Tuesday night.
The president intends to go to the chamber on Tuesday night to address our great nation and give them an update. It would be, I think, remarkably petty of the speaker to disinvite the president of the United States to address the nation that they both serve at the highest level.
Conway was speaking there on Fox News. Some federal workers are protesting the partial government shutdown inside the Hart Senate building on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Y'all ready for some preaching? Because I'm about to do some preaching up in here. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us, and I hope you will. On demand anytime you want. My buddy Dan Bongino can't believe that I don't get like 100,000 downloads of this show a day. And I go, Dan, show me the secret decoder ring, bro. I agree. We dish it out over here. Truth. Truth. And I welcome any leftist that's listening to the program, anybody that has whatever independent ideology you have, you're more than welcome to chime in and let me know what your point of view is. If you want to call us, 844-551-8255, because we're happy to entertain you. And I won't, you know, we're not argumentative, but I will debate you. I will challenge you on issues because, you know, here's the thing. I'm willing to be challenged on mine. Ask me anything you want. Well, Kevin, what about this? Well, Kevin, what about that? Well, Kevin, what about that? What? And I'll answer your question. And it won't be hemming and hawing. Sometimes you have to put it in context, but that's okay. You'll understand it. When I'm done with you, I promise you, I will synthesize it in a way that you'll go, man, I didn't think of it that way. Kevin, thanks for sharing. There'll be a lot of ways you'll want. You'll say, you know what, this was a good way for us to have dialogue. And I say that because of this. Leftists don't want to have dialogue with me. They don't invite me to their symposiums and their colleges and universities to have these discussions. And it's a very simple reason why. Because it makes sense. It will change people's minds, hearts and minds. And that's not what the left wants. They don't like that at all. Anyway, I want to talk about Donald Trump's strategy and what I call the political Bible of conservatives, the good book of politics, if you will, the art of the deal. Now, listen, there is no replacement for the good book that we follow, the Bible, that is. You know, for us Christians, there is no replacement for that. I'm not even implying that in any way, shape, or form. But politically speaking, we definitely have a new Donald version of the political Bible, and it is called the Art of the Deal. See, Democrats have long worshipped at the altar of Satan, and these devil worshippers have used a book who was written by a fellow devil worshipper by the name of Saul Alinsky, and he's been their god of sorts in a strange kind of way. Moreover, his work in Rules for Radicals serves as the Democrat Bible, and it has from the moment of its publication. Saul Alinsky studied how to change people's hearts and minds to evil, and he dedicated that book to Lucifer. But that book, Rules for Radicals, has been rendered useless in the time of Trump, because conservatives have a political Bible now, and it is called the Art of the Deal. Now, here's what's interesting. You aren't really using it. It's not like we're going around making deals like, okay, I'm going to bargain with you on this or that. What you're watching is the person that you put in charge, Donald Trump, use his own work. And I think that's, I don't know whether that's good or bad necessarily, because the Bible should be used by everybody. And maybe we are negotiating in our own way as conservatives. Negotiating for better. I know I do. I'm always willing to negotiate with a leftist in the terms of, let's have a discussion. We'll negotiate whose point of view is going to win versus whose point of view is going to not necessarily win. Not going to call you a loser, because if you come out of a negotiation ahead, in other words, if I impart some knowledge on you, you didn't lose. You actually won. What a great negotiation for us to go out there and spread truth to leftists. Have you done this? Have you said something to the left like, oh, Kevin, you don't know, blah, 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 and you go, no, that's not true. Here, let me show you. I'll Google this for you. Here are the stats. But before I even get into that, here's what I'll tell you. But here it is. And then they go, well, man, I didn't know that. And you go, yeah. It's pretty enlightening when you learn something, right? I can tell you, I've had at least 5 memorable conversations with black leftists who left me going, dude, I didn't know this. Kevin, that was awesome. You gave me something to think about, bro, you know. And I knew they'd been changed. It wasn't like they weren't going back. I knew it. Anyway, Ethel Finnick wrote an article where she asked this question. Is there a Democrat who read The Art of the Deal? And she writes this. Certainly, a man accustomed to dealing with petty local tyrants such as Chicago Alderman Edward Burke, whose city government office was recently raided by the FBI for an alleged very Chicago pay-to-play real estate extortion scheme, would be intimidated by Pelosi, experienced as she is, and meekly submit? Her admitted iron hand encased in a fancy glove, her wide smile not quite hiding her firm words, Pelosi has met her match. And more in Trump's powerful masculinity. After successfully staring down and calling out the truly deadly, evil, toxic masculinity of North Korea's Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un, of China's Xi Jinping, and of Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan, of Russia's Vladimir Putin, among others, the Democrats really think Trump would fold? Let them escape unscathed for no State of the Union? For refusing to deal with the border wall? Great query, Ethel Finnick. He says they mistakenly did. But the Democrats were warned. Not that they paid any attention, apparently. Is there a Democrat who read The Art of the Deal by Donald J. Trump before he was president? Now would be a good time to do so. He lays it all out for them. But will they listen? And I answered, no, they won't listen. Democrats who got their butts kicked by underestimating Donald Trump during the election cycle continue to do so. And Finnick explains Trump's credentials. Not that you guys need to hear this, but I think it bears repeating. Here's what she wrote. Schooled in the rough and tumble world of New York real estate, from which he graduated with the highest honors with millions of dollars and plus millions in profits, in addition to his formal degrees, also with honors, incidentally, from the highly ranked Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania, Donald Trump's last-minute U.S. Air Force cancellation of House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi's and her Democratic friends' public relations, John, after she announced the cancellation of the State of the Union, should not have come as a surprise. Not only do Democrats wrongly underestimate Donald Trump, folks, they can't predict him either. That's what I really want you to understand. Go back through news cycles and look at what Trump does and ask yourself, did Democrats predict it? Did they see it coming? It comes out of nowhere. This latest thing we've been talking about is Donald Trump and what he could potentially do with these high-ranking government people that have been entrenched for a long time. Now they fall under the reduction in force potential within the government. Ask yourself, the Democrats, when Donald Trump started the shutdown, had they gone that far ahead? The answer is no. I'm going to answer for them. They never thought about it. They don't see this guy coming. It doesn't matter whether Donald Trump is talking about, terrorists coming out. I'll get it out. Terrorists coming into the border, illegals coming in. What's he going to do? Right, let me give you an example. Do you think Democrats predicted Donald Trump would send the military, that he would actually send the military to the border? Do you think Democrats predicted that Donald Trump would negotiate with Mexico to say, leave him on that side of the border, and Mexico do it? Name me anything where Donald Trump has done something where you go, oh, that was predictable. Democrats knew that was coming. They didn't. I'm sure when they schemed against him in the State of the Union speech, they rifled through rules for radicals looking for their angle. And when they found what they thought would be the pièce de résistance, Pelosi acted. And you can bet these Democrats, folks, they celebrated their petulance to the president. They high-fived each other, you know, thinking, woo-hoo-hoo, we got him. Yeah. They thought, you know, they were spilling their cocktails on their endangered species rugs. They were just so jubilant. And then Trump trumped them, reminding him that Trump ain't in his name for nothing. Now, people called him childish, but Trump was content to make the bigger point. He knows what 2019 holds as it pertains to rather exposing the Democrats. And he went further. He called his own State of the Union, Border Wall Edition press conference, and the world tuned in. And in the aftermath, Pelosi gets more defiant, not funding the border wall, which is exactly what Donald Trump wanted, for Pelosi to entomb herself in a coffin of her own making. So who's really the child? Trump has masterfully used the political Bible to back the Democrats into the corner. Actually, it was more masterful, because what he did is he got the Democrats to back themselves into the corner. So now, who's going to blink? Well, you don't need to buy The Art of the Deal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'd like to do something a little different for this particular segment. I just want to play a few things, the clips in the last 2 weeks, that showcase some of the stupidity of the Democrats and just some of the crazy things that these people say. And hopefully you'll get an idea about just how nutty these folks are. So let's begin with MSNBC on Cohen. And these are going to go, you know, just one by one by one, different topics, but you'll get an idea. And I'm going to spend this segment, and maybe I'll jump in a little bit here and there, but I want to spend this segment on showing you just a recap of the last week or so maybe a little bit more, of what's been discussed in the news about you and me, we conservatives, by directing their vitriol at Donald Trump. So here we go.
A source tells NBC News that Cohen plans to describe his former boss, Donald J. Trump, as a madman and predicts that his testimony will give you chills, Neera, chills.
I mean, I think we sort of say madman every day, so I look forward to the testimony because obviously Michael Cohen has information and details that the public does not have about Donald Trump, and I think it's important for all of us to see that. But
well,
I
let's
think-
be gross. How many women has he covered for?
I'm going to go to our congressional correspondent, Manu Raju. Manu, House Intelligence and Foreign Affairs Committees, they're discussing whether to subpoena the president's interpreters, records, and possibly even the former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. What's the latest?
Yeah, I just actually spoke with the House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel, who told me no decisions have been made about a subpoena. They're still trying to get their committees in order, but they're trying to figure out the best way to get information about those Trump-Putin meetings. He wants to have hearings about the Trump-Putin relationship, and he's raising serious questions about why those records of those meetings are not available, and the president has apparently gone to lengths to conceal details of that meeting, of those meetings. Now, Wolf, I also had a chance to talk to some Senate Republicans about the president's unusual efforts to hide information about his interactions with Vladimir Putin, including Senator Mitt Romney, who is now a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who raised some serious concerns about the president's efforts to apparently conceal those details.
I think it is inappropriate for the president of our country to communicate with the president of another global power without having people there who are keeping careful records to make sure that what is said by both parties is followed up on. That's an enormous mistake and should not be repeated.
President Trump stood beside President Putin in Helsinki, feet away from him, like we are, and literally renounced the consensus opinion of the entire security intelligence community of the United States and of other countries, and took Putin's side on the subject.
So I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
I think it's because the Russians, clearly, he has some special relationship with them and is not made public. And I think he's fearful that President Putin probably has information on him. Now, look, I know from our trips to Russia, everything you do and say is being listened to and is being followed. While Donald Trump was pursuing the Miss Universe contest and Trump Towers in Moscow and visiting, I have no doubt that whatever activities he was engaged in, I don't know what they all were, but I do know from intelligence community personnel that I've talked to that there is huge credibility within the intel community to the so-called Steele dossier and to many of that.
The Democrats support border security. They don't support $5 billion.
Could you identify, Wolf, for me, some of the kinds of border security you're saying the Democrats
say they support border security.
But like what?
Where they disagree with you.
They voted against case law. They voted against ending sanctuary cities. They voted against supporting MS-13 gang members. They voted against supporting violent criminals. They voted time and time again against a physical border wall to stop illegal entry. I mean, where is the evidence that you keep asserting they're for border security? They haven't been. They oppose closing loopholes for asylum that flood our system with meritless claims.
I want to move on to another section of the
mission. Release.
So I had a choice. Do we have no food for you? Because we have a shutdown. Or do we give you some little quick salads that the First Lady will make along with the Second Lady? They'll make some salads. And I said, you guys aren't into salads. Or do I go out, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, do I go out and send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs? So we actually...
That's appalling. It seems to me like the president will not be happy until there is not one single female Republican voter in the country. It's incredibly sexist. It also, I mean, I don't know why I'm stuck on this, but Ivanka is not the second lady. She is actually, I don't think she deserves this position, she's actually a senior advisor to the president. So the idea that he would demean her specifically in that way, he shouldn't talk about the first lady that way. We aren't all here to make salads for men. It's disgusting.
I mean, I'm presuming he was talking about Karen Pence when he said second lady.
Oh,
I don't
God, know. I'm sorry.
No,
she shouldn't be doing it either.
But I mean, Scott, look.
That's crazy.
This is one of those things where sometimes what people say when they're being funny exposes exactly.
In his sixth State of the City speech, Mayor de Blasio returned to his ideological roots, railing against the concentration of wealth in the hands of the very few and introducing new initiatives. Our political reporter Grace Rao has a story.
Mayor de Blasio says he's fighting for the regular New Yorker who's just trying to make it in this city. And he took aim at the wealthy to drive his message home.
Brothers and sisters, there's plenty of money in the world. There's plenty of money in this city. It's just in the wrong hands. You deserve a city that gives you the share of prosperity that you have earned.
Part of the problem is we think this does not have a parallel on the left. There isn't a strain of racism on the left. I think that this gets brushed under the rug. People sort of tolerate. It's been normalized. Like you just said, they don't have anywhere else to go, so they attach to the Republican Party. The Republican Party doesn't have to let them. How do Republicans sort of get back to doing something decent?
Well, I mean, we know for a fact that there was an offer by the Russians to provide dirt on Hillary Clinton. And Trump campaign officials met with that lawyer, and we know for a fact that Paul Manafort provided campaign data to Konstantin Kalimnik, who has ties to Russian military intelligence. So there's that. In terms of the collusion between the Democrats, well, I mean,
we also know for a fact that we also know Democrats paid for the Steele dossier,
right?
And we've seen all kinds of corruption within the FBI. Andrew McCabe took over the FBI after that. He's now been fired because he lied to the FBI's own investigators. So no, we've seen all kinds of activity here that I want to get to the bottom of, but we can't as long as the Mueller investigation continues to rumble on without a conclusion. So we need the information. We need these investigations concluded so that the American people understand exactly what happened so we can move on and start addressing the serious nations facing this, or serious issues facing this nation.
Just in point of fact, McCabe was fired.
In other words, Jake, I don't want to deal in speculation. I want to deal in facts, and we don't have them.
And McCabe was fired. McCabe was fired for not being honest about a leak he had authorized, and the leak was one that was damaging to Hillary Clinton. It wasn't a pro Clinton.
He lied to the FBI. The acting director of the FBI lied to the FBI. That's pretty serious. Other people are going to jail for lying to the FBI. Here's the acting director of the FBI lying to the FBI. That's some real corruption in the FBI. I have serious questions about that.
Because he knows we all support border security and that there's a better way to do it. He talks about drugs coming into the country. 90% of the drugs come in through the ports of entry. So what we are proposing is to build the infrastructure of the ports of entry, strengthen that, the ports of entry. Spend the money, it's hundreds of millions of dollars, but accessible to have the scanning technology to scan cars coming through for drugs, contraband of any kind, weapons even. Repair the roads to facilitate immigration and trade in those regions. The positive, shall we say, almost technological wall that can be built is what we should be doing. I don't even know if the president wants the wall. I think he just wants a debate on the wall.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. That was just a snippet of the crazy that's gone on. And here's what's funny. The first clip we played about the fawning of this BuzzFeed story and everybody, it's gone. It's over. It's mud on the face of the Democrats. Pelosi says Donald Trump doesn't want a wall. On what planet is this woman from? He ran on it. He's doing everything in order to get the wall. He shut the government down over it. But she says he doesn't want a wall. John Kerry says the Russians have something on Trump. And then he actually says against what is now a discredited Steele dossier,
the departments believe that this thing is legit.
It's not legit. It's completely been debunked. And he's talking about it's legit. Folks, if you don't want to believe there's a little drop of crazy, there's a whole lot of drop of crazy on the way. Too much.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.